The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Bench 1775. Make your plans for August 1st and 2nd as the first annual 97 South Song Sessions take place. The shows will take place at Bench 1775 Winery and Penticton Lakeside Resort and Conference Center. August 1st and 2nd, some of the very best singer-songwriters will gather at Bench 1775. Details at bench1775.com. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Just a heads up on what's coming up on Tasting Room Radio. We'll head back to the BC Shellfish Festival in Courtney Comox, where we're surrounded by the very best chefs in the province of British Columbia, which leads to a special on our fishery and how chefs are handling the situation and the stress that the fishing season is under and what they're telling their customers. In other words, what our role is as the clientele when we walk into those restaurants, what we expect on that table, and what we can do to help the fishery. We're going to sit down and celebrate the Cowichan Valley Wine Festival coming up in August. I have a special on field blends in British Columbia. And every time I ask the question about field blends of winemakers, everybody had something to say. Everybody had an opinion. One of the shows upcoming is going to feature Jim Cuddy, who will, of course, talk about Blue Rodeo and the Jim Cuddy Band and his own wines, Cuddy by Taz. Willie Mitchell, ex-NHL hockey player. Brendan Morrison, same. Jason Priestley, talking about 90210 and the wine that he released with his friend Chad Oaks. We're going to visit Mooncursor and Fort Barons and Andrea Santori, celebrating 120 years of Italian winemaking. Lots to talk about on Tasting Room Radio. We started this show on the Naramata Bench some 12 years ago, and at least once a year, I get to hook up with my former neighbors and friends. This year, I'm meeting them in Victoria. We will be talking to the one and only Val Tate from Bench 1775, Senka Tennant from Terra Vista Vineyards, Kathy Malone from Hillside. I'll be meeting for the first time Con O from Mokojo Winery, Will Hardman from Deep Roots, Gustav Allender from Foxtrot, Lindsay O'Rourke from Tightrope, Jeff Martin from LaFrenz, Garen Elms from Lake Breeze, Nikki Calloway, the winemaker at Laughingstock, Riley Hollenbach, winemaker at Red Rooster, Del Halliday from Elephant Island, Bob Ferguson from Kettle Valley, Dick Lancaster from Black Widow, and Gavin Miller from Upper Bench. And we finish with Matt Mikulik from Three Sisters and from Serendipity, that fresh-faced winemaker, Katie O'Kell. The Naramata Bench, by the way, was named the most popular wine trail in all of British Columbia. And then there's Naramata itself, right at the bottom of that hill. Check out the general store. It's fantastic. So let's find our Naramata friends in Victoria on Tasting Room Radio.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
With the help of Corey Wood on camera and microphones and things, we are at Crystal Gardens, foot of Douglas, right behind the Empress Hotel in Victoria. It's the annual Rewind Vancouver Island for Naramata Bench. Now, they've been pouring, I was checking with Tina, they've been pouring here for 11 years as Naramata Bench of Spring Pour. Wow. And this is the second year of this event at Crystal Gardens. So, and I thought we might as well start with the hard ones and then work out from there. Senka Tennant is on my left and Val Tate is on my right. And actually, you know what? I have to ask Val, because there is currently no president of the Naramata Bench Wine Association.
Yes.
It falls to you to speak on that behalf. What does this mean to the association and to these winemakers to have to get themselves over to Vancouver Island and pour for these folks?
That's a great question, because it's a huge effort for us to get to the island, because we're all leading very busy lives and there's a lot going on the Naramata Bench, in the wineries, in particular blending wines, bottling wines. We're starting to get the first crush of people, but for us to get into the market, it's very important, and Vancouver Island is a very receptive market. People love wine, love food here, so we really need to be, you know, come out. It's a long ways for them to come to Naramata Bench, so we're bringing a bit of the Naramata Bench here to Victoria.
Okay, and secondly, and here's the other question I want to ask, if they're making plans now, which they are, they're booking their flights and they're booking their hotel and accommodation stuff, what we heard about last year were the fires and the smoke. What do you want to tell them?
You know, it's looking like that's just a natural part of the landscape, and sometimes we have smoke in the area and sometimes we don't, but we still had a lot of tourists coming to the Naramata Bench and people still enjoy themselves. The lake's still lovely to swim in, but, you know, it seems like it's going to happen, and you have to plan regardless of it, and you can still enjoy the space. So I would say don't be afraid, you know, come out. And a lot of times when we did have smoke, it was variable. Like some days it would be crystal clear blue, and then the next day it would be foggy, but it would change. So it's changeable.
Val Tate, winemaker and general manager at Bench 1775, and from Terra Vista Vineyards, Senka Tennant, the winemaker and co-owner.
Also, they're doing a lot more preventative work right now in terms of cleaning brush. You know, the firefighters are doing a lot of work now to prevent future fires. So I think that's a lot more of a proactive thing now.
That's a good point.
Rather than, you know, coming to the fire and trying to battle it, there's a lot more preventative measures happening because of the gravity of the situation of what we had last August.
It works for them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, keeps them employed. Huh? Keeps them employed.
Yeah, year-round, as opposed to be called when there is a fire, right?
So it's always a panic as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Senka, it seems like just last week we were talking.
Yeah, right, at Preview 2018. And it was a fun afternoon. It was a small show. You showed up.
Okay, fine.
You're true grit stuff.
I couldn't hear a word you were saying, but I loved it. What did you bring to pour this time?
I'm pouring Figaro today. This is what we refer to as our winter white. So Roussanne Marsanne Viognier, mostly Roussanne, about 60%, 15 Marsanne, all puncheon fermented, old puncheons, lees stirred. Roussanne comes not off Naramata Bench, so it's not grown on Naramata Bench. It's down from Tekelnuit Lake, down in Oliver area. This particular Viognier actually came from Smilkamine, so it's a bit of a melange, as you say. But a beautiful wine to accompany more that winter fare foods, the spring foods, the heavier foods of fall as we move into the summer.
So, would you define it not as it's not a sipper, it's an engaging wine.
It is an engaging wine. It is truly a dinner wine. It holds attention, absolutely, and more of a serious white wine. Certainly not, yes, it can, you know, any wine can be enjoyed on the patio, but it's crafted for that purpose.
Her favorite pairing with Fandango, Oolakans. Sardines.
Well, I was trying to say,
sardines,
but I was trying to also say, you know, a lot of people put these wines together with the likeness, like salads, lemon, right?
Yes.
They can stand up to those vinaigrettes and lemon juice, but I like to pair them with something that's really heavy and oilier on the palate, and it just cuts it. It just cuts it.
I want to come for dinner at your place.
But I was trying to think of the equivalent of our coast, right?
What are you pouring at your table, Val?
Oh, today we're pouring white Merlot, which we've just released, our Sauvignon Blanc, which we've just released, and Viognier, again, which we've just released as well. And, well, that was released in October, but really we haven't had it in front of the public yet. And then our Cabernet Franc, which is what I brought for you today to try. Yeah, so it's our 2015, and we just released the 2015. And then also we're pouring our Cab Sauv Syrah, which is 2015, and it was just released as well right now.
Did you say you were holding back some of your whites, or at least...
Yeah, you know, I'm really interested in the evolution of flavors that come with wines developing secondary flavor profiles that are not so simple. And the problem is that we're very often racing to get the wines to market, and then they're consumed before they even blossom into the beauty that they are.
Exactly.
Especially with the type of winemaking I'm doing, I'm trying to be reductive and protect against oxygen. So what happens is those wines need more time to open up. And really, they're not, I don't think they're drinkable till they're like 6 months old. So I'm trying now to develop the wine, hold them
checkpoint.
Back.
Checkpoint.
We have a quorum. Okay, last question. Yeah. Here it is. Just as we were sitting down, it was announced, of course, that Stags Hollow is now owned by the people who own Bench 1775.
Yes.
How does that change things for you?
It doesn't change things. You know, Eric, the owner, is very committed to unique and beautiful wines. And so for him, he wants them to continue with the program. That's the reason why he purchased that winery, is because he loves the wines that are being made there. And he's very familiar with them. He's been drinking them for over 10 years. And they'll continue on with the program that they have in play. And I mean, as a consumer myself, I want them to continue on with that wine program that they have. We're super busy at Bench, and you know, I've got my hands full. So
this, everything stays as is. It
everything stays as is.
Okay, yeah. And is it Stephanie who is the winemaker? Stephanie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Another woman winemaker.
Another woman winemaker.
You know what? That's not,
hey,
that's
we're
not
taking
too
over though.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy.
I'm just rocking it. Yeah. Palette. Yeah.
But yeah, when I started out, you know, there was me and Sandra, I think, and Kathy at Mission Hill, a white winemaker. She was the white winemaker in Mission Hill. And of course, Sandra. I mean, we all know Sandra, right? And me. That was it. So lots of changes.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want a little taste?
Yeah.
I'll have a taste.
Oh, sure.
Val Tate, winemaker and general manager at Bench 1775. And from Terra Vista Vineyards, Senka Tennant, the winemaker and co-owner. Not to be messed with.
This is Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
It's Rewind, the Naramata Bench pour in Victoria at Crystal Gardens, foot of Douglas. We are going to have a chat with Kathy Malone, the winemaker from Hillside Winery, and from Mojico Winery, Cono, the winemaker and owner. Kath, what are you pouring today?
Oh, I have our Syrah. This is the 2015 Syrah from Hillside. And I wanted to welcome you to Rewind, because it's really good to have you here, Terry.
Thank you very much. Tell us about Vancouver Island as wine fan. What do we drink? What do we like? Do we push the limits here?
Vancouver Island is very good to us. We do very well on the island. We've got a lot of wines that are by the glass pours at some of the bigger restaurants and resorts. Tainomara that I'm visiting on the weekend. They
excellent.
Have our Merlot. So yeah, we love the islanders.
And do they show up in the Okanagan as well?
Islanders? Yeah. Yes, they do. And this event, I think, brings them to the island. A lot of people come by the table and they forget that the Okanagan exists. And they get really charged about it. And I think we probably, in that following summer and then the next summer, we get people come that have been to this event. So it's awesome for us.
Kathy Malone, the winemaker at Hillside Winery, and from Mokojo Winery, Con O, the winemaker and owner. I'm going to come back to you, Kathy, and ask about what's at the table today, okay, Con? I guess you know what the job is for you. The job is not just to make the wines and have your own label, but to tell us who you are, how you got here, and why this wine in front of us.
Well, I have 2016 Merlot with me to share with you today. We moved to Naramata area back in 2008, and I was a rose grower before then, and we thought it was a nice, easy transition getting into the vineyard. Like, you know, I look at it as the same farming work, so for first 5 years, I sold grapes to other wineries along the bench, and we decided to do their own winery. So 6 seasons ago, we decided to keep all the grapes to ourselves and making wine.
And how have those 6 years been?
It's been great. It's been it's a really fun industry to be with, and I'm enjoying time of my life. And yeah, it's been good.
Did you plant your vines?
No, we bought an existing vineyard. So it's been over 30 years old now.
And what was already planted there?
It was Maréchal Foch and Merlot, Gewürztraminer, and a Pinot Meunier.
And which of those varietals are you pouring?
We're pouring Viognier, Gewürz, and Merlot and Malbec.
Okay. And have you planted new vines?
Yeah, what I did was half of maybe 10 rows of Foch. We have no longer Foch anymore, so we replaced it with Malbec.
With Malbec?
Malbec, yes, because I love Malbec.
Tell us about Mokojo, just the name.
Initials of three children. So, of course, my last name is O, family name is O, and we have three children. Daughters Megan O, Connor O, Jacob O, in birth order. So that's how we named our winery name after family.
Well done. It is a family event, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a family thing. We're at the Naramata Bench Pour in Victoria for Make-A-Wish. From Hillside Winery, Kathy Malone, the winemaker, and from Mokojo Winery, Con O, the winemaker and owner. Okay, Kathy, what'd you bring from Hillside?
To pour at the table, we've got our Gewürztraminer, the 2017, and our unoaked Pinot Gris, the 2018, which is, you know, our biggest selling white. The Rosé this year is awesome. Our Merlot and the Syrah that I mentioned to you.
I did a Merlot special, and I asked you the same question, and that is, are we selling Merlot short in the Okanagan?
I think that we have been, but it's gaining momentum. It's definitely the largest planted red variety, and I think that with every vintage, it's being better grown and better made. So Merlot is just a really, really solid choice for red wine in the Okanagan.
Is Mokojo up? Is the tasting room open, ready to go?
Yes, we've been opening in April on the weekends, and we'll be opening in May till October every day.
Is there a food program?
No, not at all, but we do have a picnic area, so people can bring their lunch,
nice,
and buy the bottle and enjoy the 180 degrees of Okanagan view from our picnic area.
Welcome to Victoria.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you around.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the harvest. Have a great year. Kath, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Kathy Malone, the winemaker at Hillside Winery, and from Mokojo Winery, Con O.
The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Bench 1775. They do a Cab Franc vertical high noon every Thursday until August the 30th. And every Wednesday and Saturday at 8:45 in the morning, it's outdoor yoga. Details at bench1775.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Canada's number one winery, Road 13. It's time to book your dinner with Backyard Farms and Road 13. Amazing artisan wines with four-course meals prepared by Chef Chris Van Hooydonk of Backyard Farms. July 27, August 17, September 28, and October the 5th. All the details at road13vineyards.com.
It's the second annual Rewind event for Naramata Bench in Victoria for Make-A-Wish. It's the 11th time that they've actually poured their spring wines in Victoria. There's 30 wineries in the association. There's 22 wineries here today. And they were, of course, in the BC Wine Awards of 2018. They were voted Best BC Wine Trail. With a reminder that the tailgate party happens September the 14th at the Naramata Heritage Inn. 30 wineries, local cuisine, live music, and more importantly, dwindling amount of tickets to get into it, because it always sells out, always. NaramataBench.com is where you can find the tickets. I welcome to the seats from Foxtrot Vineyards, Gustav Allender, the winemaker, and from Tightrope, Lindsay O'Rourke, the winemaker, co-owner. And I'm going to start with Gustav, because you have a giant book in front of you. What is it? What's the book?
Well, as you may or may not know, our winery recently sold last summer, so under new ownership. And so one of our new owners, Doug Barsley, just spent the last 7 years with Alamedos Burghound researching and writing a book on Burgundy wines, going history from tasting notes and story of viticulture and enology in Burgundy going from 1845 to 2015. So just came out, so yeah, available. On
the book is gigantic. It's yes, larger than the New York phone book, and it says Burgundy Vintages, a history from 1845, Alan D. Meadows, Douglas E. Barsley. Why, let me pursue this, why Foxtrot? Why did they come and buy you?
Well, it's sort of a long story, so I'll try and give you a brief version. So basically they had an American friend of theirs who was a big Burgundy collector, lived in part-time in Vancouver, and they were out visiting him, and they were tasting a bunch of really great Burgundy wines, and as a sort of blind or ringer wine, he threw in a bottle of Foxtrot, and when they unveiled it, and they were convinced it was from Burgundy, and when they unveiled it, they couldn't believe it, so they reached out to us, and this was back in 2007-2008, and then a couple of years ago, they contacted me, were interested in purchasing a vineyard on the bench to grow Pinot Noir on, so I was helping them with that, and just evolved into them and purchasing Foxtrot. So yeah,
congratulations. Lindsay, what did you bring to pour? No, what's at the table?
I brought the 2016 Pinot Noir from Tightrope.
And what else is at the table?
We have a lot at the table today for the trade tasting. We've got Riesling, Viognier, Rosé, Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon. And reds, we have Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Syrah as well.
I can remember doing the first interview with you, and I think you had like three or four wines at the time. You've gone sideways.
We have a little bit. We probably have more wines than I would like, but it's funny how that happens. you know, you try something as an experiment, and then eventually it grows into a bit of a following at the winery, so it makes it difficult to drop anything that, you know, that it's become popular. And then my sister also purchased a vineyard on the Naramata bench, so we've been got some new fruit from her. We have a Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc Sémillon from there, so those are become more important to us as well, growing those ones going forward. And we buy just grapes from the Naramata bench, so that's the terroir that we focus on. So we pick varietals that we think do well on the bench.
Do you think that limits you? Are there other...
Well, we're never going to make a Bordeaux blend, for example, but we pick varieties that we think do well. Like, we make a really nice Syrah, and it's a nice example of a cool climate Syrah. Like, it's very elegant and fruit-forward. So I suppose you're limited in the fact that, yes, we're never going to make a California Cab, but there's lots of microclimates on the bench, and you can do a huge variety of really nice wines on the bench.
So let me ask you, because you both, you're known, of course, at Foxtrot for Pinot Noir. Is Naramata Bench, like, the perfect place to be growing Pinot?
I think it's one of them, absolutely. I mean, I've been making Pinot Noir there since 2004, and before that, growing grapes for Kettle Valley Winery, and it's definitely, and from working with other vineyards and Lindsay's among them years ago, we bought some from there, and yeah, it's, I think that just the multitude of soils and the climates is perfect for Pinot Noir, and you get lots of different expressions even just on the bench where it's grown. So, yeah.
What'd you bring to pour today?
I brought our 2016 Estate Pinot Noir, so it's just newly released, so I'm really excited about it, and it's the first Pinot we've done where it's the whole batch is fermented using wild yeast as well, so I've been experimenting with it for a number of years, and I'm excited about that. So,
is this your Pinot?
Yes, yeah.
When did you take over? When did it become your responsibility?
Well, I've been making the wine since 2004, so basically since day one, so yeah, so all along, so, but, yeah, now with the new ownership, I've got some additional resources to pull on as well, so Doug, with his strong connections to Burgundy's family friends with the Drouin family, so I've got Véronique Drouin on speed dial if I have any questions, and it just comes in handy, so it's very excited for the future, and we're moving into full organic farming in the vineyards now as well, and
from Foxtrot Vineyards, Gustav Allender, the winemaker, and from Tightrope, Lindsay O'Rourke, the winemaker, co-owner. That's a Pinot that you brought. I'm kind of wondering if you're going to end up with the Pinot Challenge.
Maybe. I think that would be good for the Pinot industry, I think. You know, when we're sort of on the similar, you know, we're similar regions, ours is all wild ferment as well. And sustainability is a big thing for us right now. Sustainable Wine Growing BC is coming online. They're going to do a certification program, and we're going to be one of the guinea pig wineries with that program before it's launched out to all the wineries in BC. But so Graham, my husband, helped write the sustainable program, so we're excited to start promoting that in BC and making it a part and part of the growing here.
Are you guys open for visits?
We sure are. Yeah, open now for 7 days a week until the end of October.
How about you guys?
I've got some good news for you, Terry. So finally, after all these years, we're actually going to be opening a tasting room on the property. So we'll see when we actually get it open. But we're hoping by sort of July, August, that we'll have a tasting room. Still by appointment only, but we'll have a proper tasting room.
Could you put up a sign, maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
I know it's a big budget thing.
Yes, we will be putting up a sign finally as well. So, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you both. Thank you for the taste. I can't wait to taste these.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio, celebrating all the great things we love about food and wine.
All right, a heads up. This is the Naramata Bench Pour in Victoria at Crystal Gardens. It's the second year of Rewind. It's the 11th year that the Naramata Bench Wineries Association have been coming to Victoria to pour. We have from Lake Breeze, Garen Elms, the winemaker and the president. And somewhere, oh, here he comes now. He's such a troublemaker. From LaFrenz Winery, Jeff Martin, the winemaker, the co-owner. I came over to your table and asked what you were pouring today, but it was quite an array. So just take us through that.
We have our Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, Spice Jar Blend, our new Pinot Noir release, Meritage, Merlot, and then what we're going to taste today, the new release of our 2017 Roussanne.
You know, if I could stand up, I'd hug you. You know that.
I'm okay.
What? So am I. What's new in that bottle selection?
The 2017 Roussanne, yeah, which we're going to taste, which is was just released a couple of months ago, and the 2017 Pinot Noir, which is the new iteration of the Pinot that won all the awards last year.
Jeff Martin is the proprietor, head of production, the vineyard manager, the owner, and the spokesperson for La Friends on the Nearmada Bench. Hello.
How are you?
Very well, sir. What did you bring to pour today, just to do some business?
Some of the new wines, some of the new labels, the new packaging we've got, and for the event tonight is going to be Sauvignon Blanc, Viognier, two whites, and then we're doing Desperation Hill Pinot,
yeah,
and then also a Merlot from 2016. Our reds don't come out for another year now. The 2017 Merlot doesn't come out till March next year.
Desperation Hill, we had that media thing up there?
Yes. That's a vineyard exclusively planted to Pinot Noir. Yeah, there's about 7 acres there planted to 5 different clones, all Pinot Noir, all a west-facing slope getting reflection off the lake.
Jeff Martin, the winemaker co-owner at La Friends Winery, and from Lake Breeze, Garen Elms, the winemaker and the president. And what was planted across the street?
That's the Freedom 75 vineyard. That is Roussanne, Chardonnay, mostly whites. Viognier, Chardonnay, Riesling, and Roussanne.
How old are you now?
36. 36 for the 26th time. So I'm 62.
Wow.
Wow. Just getting warmed up, man.
In terms of the labeling, La Friends, you can't miss the name, obviously. But are all the bottles changed?
Have the labels changed? No, it's the same concept. You'll see them. This is iconic, the mountains and the lake view.
It's Nearmada Bench pouring in Victoria at Rewind. Jeff Martin, the winemaker co-owner at La Friends Winery, and from Lake Breeze, Garen Elms, the winemaker and the president. Garen, you have from Lake Breeze, you have a Roussanne 2017. Tell me about cellaring that and what benefits.
The nice thing with Roussanne is it's one of those wines, that the sort of style we make anyway, that after a certain amount of time starts to develop a beautiful weight and viscosity on the palate. That's what we're shooting for with this wine. And this 2017 is just starting to develop that weight, and it's going to improve for a good another 2-3 years.
Price point?
Around $24.
How many cases?
About 400.
How about your Sablon?
Style, we're looking for the New Zealand style. Even though I'm Australian, we look for the New Zealand style. So grassy, grapefruit. We do about 1,000 cases of that, and it's $22.
Does it like to... What happens in the bottle if you leave it for a year?
It's good for up to 5 years. It's not a wine. It's like New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. It's made to be very in your face, pungent and passion fruit. If people want a Sauvignon Blanc that's going to age up to 10 years, I would recommend our Ensemble. It's a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend, and it's been the whole production process, the picking time, everything, barrel aging, concrete eggs, the whole bit, is to give it ageability. So two totally different styles. That's a fresh 3-year wine.
Thank you very much. It's Nearmada Bench pouring in Victoria at Rewind. Jeff Martin, the winemaker co-owner at La Friends Winery, and from Lake Breeze, Garen Elms, the winemaker and the president.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Canada's number one winery, Road 13. It's time to book your dinner with Backyard Farms on Road 13. Amazing artisan wines with 4-course meals prepared by Chef Chris Van Hooydonk of Backyard Farms. July 27, August 17, September 28, and October the 5th. All the details at road13vineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch Wines. You're going to want to check out the brand new release of the Screaming Frenzy Cab Franc and the new vintage of Black Swift Oak Street Chardonnay, just won a gold medal. And they have just released a new vintage of Cyclops Love, of which they're just a little obsessive. TheHatchWines.com.
It's the second annual Rewind Nearmada Bench in Victoria. Nikki Calloway, the winemaker from Laughingstock Vineyards, and Riley Hollenbach, the winemaker from Red Rooster, literally neighbors right down the corner. But I get the impression that you guys don't get to see each other all the time? What is it?
I think Mickey's kind of, you know, the new girl on the block right now. So, I mean, you've been at Quail's Gate for how long and moved on to Laughingstock, so...
They don't let us out of the winery.
Yeah, that's true.
You know my personality. It's better off hidden than out in front of people.
Actually, here's the deal. Last time I talked to you, you were in the Quail's Gate hat. And then I go home and like 2, 3 days, 4 days later, all of a sudden, you're gone. So I'm going to ask this off the front. Are you still with Laughingstock? Do you intend to be with Laughingstock at least this year?
At least for the next 2 or 3 days? Is that what you're asking? Yes.
Until I get home.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, the Naramata Bench is somewhere that's pretty special. It is a beautiful, beautiful little part of the lake, and I think that there's a lot more camaraderie between the wineries just because I think they're smaller and a lot closer together, and even though we may not see each other every day, definitely this event and other events proves that they are a little bit more of an association, and so it's kind of nice to be part of that.
And as you well know, there are no secrets because, I mean, you're opposite. So, I mean, there's neighbors all the way up and
how
down.
How did you hear about Riley's mistress?
Whoa. You said he wouldn't say anything.
You probably... Yeah. was in the Naramata website.
Yeah.
What did you bring to port today, Riley?
I brought our Estate Malbec 2016.
So, but what's that, what else is at the table?
What else is at the table? Okay, we have 2017 Riesling, our 2017 Pinot Gris. We have our 2017 Rosé and a 2016 Camerlot.
And what did you bring from Laughingstock?
We brought the new 18 bottlings of Pinot Gris and Viognier, and then we brought a Pinot Noir and a Portfolio.
We are talking to Dickie Calloway, the winemaker, Laughingstock Vineyards, and Riley Hollenbach, the winemaker at Red Rooster Winery, Naramata Bench. How did the change of ownership change things there, or is it business as usual?
It's business as usual. You know, the founding family is now no longer part of the day-to-day business opportunities, but the property is still reservation only and open 7 days a week now on the bench and just trying to run things as in the past.
And how did that move challenge you in terms as a winemaker? What were you introduced to? What was new to you?
Again, new fruit. I've never really worked with a lot of fruit from the Naramata Bench. I'd worked with a little bit down south, but Quail's Gate and Mission Hill were mostly east-west Kelowna-type style fruits, more Chards and Pinots, so I'm back to Bordeaux blends. But I'd say the biggest learning curve is because we are so much smaller, is a lot more manual labor. Don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I got some big muscles in my arms now I never had before.
Very nice.
Lots of bruises. So
what are you doing with them? Is there anything new on that table, or what can we watch for this spring, summer?
You know, as far as SKUs go, like, you know, nothing really new, but, you know, one of the projects that we are looking for further down the road is that we started doing a lot of sparkling. So, you know, we have a non-vintage Blanc de Blanc. We're going to do a sparkling Malbec, and we're also going to do a classic Brut. So, you know, look for in a few years. So we're doing a champagne method, so it's going to take a little while to get ready. But, you know, we're very excited about it.
Nikki, any surprises? He said.
No surprises. I do like my Chards and my Pinots, so I really hope to kind of grow those SKUs a little bit more at Laughingstock. We are doing a lot more work with amphoras as well, so we purchased about another 4 or 5 amphoras this last harvest, so we've done a really nice natural Viognier Roux Saint-Marsan. So playing around with a little bit of some,
you know,
terracotta.
If I could stand up, I'd hug you. can you go back just a half a step? Marsan Roussan?
Viognier Roux Saint-Marsan.
Wow.
It's out. I just unfortunately didn't bring it to Vancouver Island. It was in Vancouver Bloom last week for trade, so it's out on the market and ready for tasting.
I'm seeing more and more of that, and I love that because it just leans into where my mouth wants to go. Any surprises? Anything in the fall? Anything coming that we don't know about?
There's always surprises in a winery.
No
and
bubble.
The vineyards,
no bubble.
The summer coming up and everything else. It depends what Mother Nature gives us. And then
there
we
you
do.
Go. Appreciate it very much. Thank you both. Thank you. We are talking to Dickie Calloway, the winemaker, Laughingstock Vineyards, and Riley Hollenbach, the winemaker at Red Rooster Winery, Naramata Bench. 30 wineries in the Naramata Bench Winery Association. 22 wineries are here today in Victoria. They won, of course, the best BC Wine Trail in the 2018 BC Wine Awards. And the tailgate party, just a reminder, the tailgate party happens September the 14th at the Naramata Heritage Inn in the park. It's going to be fantastic. They've been there before. 30 wineries, local cuisine, live music. Get your tickets, and they are disappearing quickly. They always do at naramatabench.com.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio,
celebrating all the great things we love about food and wine.
It's the second annual Rewind in Victoria for Make-A-Wish. It's the 11th year that the Narramatta Bench Wineries Association have poured their spring wines in Victoria. 22 wineries in attendance today. It's a great time, and two of them had to be here. Absolutely. Elephant Island Winery, Del Halliday, the winemaker and owner, co-owner. From Kettle Valley Winery, Bob Ferguson, winemaker, co-owner. What did you bring today, Bob?
Well, I brought a port-style wine, which is a blend of Malbec and Petit Verdot.
It's called Caboose?
Caboose.
Your marketing people would want you to say the name.
Oh, they probably would. So it's definitely called Caboose. And it's, it's a fortified port-style wine.
And what else is at the table?
Well, we're pouring Pinot Gris Chardonnay from our Great Northern Vineyard down in Carrameas. We have a Zinfandel, a Viognier, and a Syrah. So lots to choose from.
You're still chasing that Zinfandel bug, right?
Definitely. That's why we bought that property in 2008. And we're working at getting it better and better every year.
You and I have a conversation in the early on in that Zinfandel, and I remember you saying to me, do you think Zin will grow? Taste that. Tell me if you think Zin will grow well on the Narramatta Bench. What's the decision?
Well, I think Zin grows well. I'm not sure BC is big into Zinfandel. BC wine drinkers, there aren't a lot of Zins available from British Columbia. And so it's slowly taking hold. But it's a work. It's a labor of love.
Hi, Del.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. You're looking slick today.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You as well.
What's at the table today?
Well, Bob and I got together and we decided to both bring fortified wines. So we brought our Frambois, which is a fortified raspberry wine.
What else are you pouring at the table?
We kind of mixed it up a little bit. We have another fruit wine in our Pink Elephant. We brought some Chardonnay and we brought a Cabernet Franc, which is all estate grown by Elephant Island.
I can remember a time when you released that first wine and said, well, here we are, we're winemakers now.
Yeah, we kind of eventually came full circle. That was 2009 was our first vintage. First wine was our Viognier.
I have a bottle at home. Did I tell you about it?
I don't know.
What was the first red?
Cabernet Franc.
I have a Cab Franc.
Oh, that the old 9 would be pretty special these days.
I want to put it back in your hands. I want you to taste
that
it.
That would be great.
Okay. Is there a food program?
We offer picnic supplies, so you can have a picnic in the courtyard.
Bob, how's the food program over at Kettle Valley?
Zero food program. We make wine. That's all we do.
But you have a great tasting room.
Yeah, we have a nice facility. It's nice and private. We just stick to making wine. We don't have food program, and unfortunately we don't do winery tours. We just stick to making wine.
What's going on in downtown Narramatta?
You know, the quaint little town that it is. You know, it's once the weather gets going, we start to see tourists coming up from Vancouver, and it's the vibrant little village that
What about the nightlife? What about the clubs?
Yeah, well, you might have to go a little farther into urban.
A little farther afield to find a club in Narramatta. The pub's rocking on Friday night, but only till 6 o'clock.
That's very true. And a great general store. Thank you for this. Any surprises? I don't want to hang this microphone up and then find out 3 weeks later that you're releasing something or you've been bought or something's going on.
Well, the only thing with us, this is our 20th vintage, so it's our 20th anniversary this year. So we're going to have a little party up in Narramatta, and it's just to celebrate 20 years in the industry.
You got a date?
We're working on that.
Roughly?
It's in June.
Do we get an invite?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
What about you guys at Kettle Valley?
We released our first Petite Syrah about a month ago, right? So we weren't going to release any more wines. We weren't going to do anything new. We had to drop a couple of wines. Colleen wouldn't let me get a new SKU without dropping one. So we had a test block of Petite Syrah we planted a few years ago, and we released our first Petite Syrah.
It's a single vineyard.
Single vineyard,
wow.
Petite Syrah.
Cool.
So, and I think it's the only Petite Syrah in the valley.
Okay. Thank you very much for doing this, boys. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
From Kettle Valley Winery, Bob Ferguson, winemaker, co-owner. From Elephant Island Winery, Del Halliday, the winemaker and owner, co-owner. It's the second annual Rewind Narramatta Bench in Victoria.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch Wines.
You're going to want to check out the brand new release of the Screaming Frenzy Cab Franc.
and the new vintage of Black Swift Oak Street Chardonnay just won a gold medal. And they have just released a new vintage of Cyclops Love, of which they're just a little obsessive. TheHatchWines.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio was brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. The Cowichan Valley Wine Festival is happening August 23rd through 25th. At Unsworth, you can experience complimentary wine tastings all weekend. And on Saturday, enjoy a glass of wine and pizza from their brand new pizza oven surrounded by live music. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com.
She is Katie O'Kell, second in command, chief grape stomper, the winemaker at Serendipity Winery on the Naramata Bench. He is Matthew Mikulik, Three Sisters Winery. You both brought a rosé. That's wonderful. Okay, first things first, what did you bring to pour today from Serendipity?
I brought our rosé. So this will be the first vintage where I am the head winemaker. So I hope that you enjoy it. Nice and dry. And I'm actually really excited to try Matt's as well. We'll do a little co-tasting.
Are you ready for critiques?
I'm always ready for critiques.
Because, you know, it's like an actor on a stage play. You have to be, the critics are in the audience.
Well, that's why I brought a full bottle, so that if you don't like it, I can just drink the rest to feel better.
Or leave it with. What's in this rosé?
So our rosé is a field blend. So it's five different grapes, Merlot, Cab Sauv, Syrah, Cab Franc, and Pinot Noir. And we blend them all in the vineyard. So they're grown together. I actually don't know which vine is which at this point. It's been so long. So we pick them all on the same day. So they're just sort of co-mingling in the field and co-fermented together as well.
So then, because I'm doing a field blend special, I think I told you, and I'm trying to figure out, once you put them together, you can't take anything away, you can only add. What if, when you get that blend, how do you change the blend to hit the sweet spot?
Well, sometimes you do a little bit of creative borrowing from other parts in the vineyard. So if you taste the juice and you think it needs a little bit of extra Syrah, you'll run out and grab it from your main vineyard. But I think for the most part, and pardon the pun, it's usually a very serendipitous planting. So you just kind of deal with what you have. And at that point, you're really dealing with yeast choices and other winemaking decisions to amend whatever you have in your blend.
What else is at the table?
We've got our Viognier, our Pinot Noir. And if you really sweet talk me, I brought in our Wine Club exclusive Cab Franc as well.
Katie O'Kell, the winemaker at Serendipity Winery on the Naramata Bench. He is Matthew Mikulik, Three Sisters Winery. Matthew, what did you bring that's special?
Well, I brought a rosé. It's just a nice day today. So I saw the sun out and, you know, rosé all day kind of thing. No, I thought it would be a great wine to try. And not knowing you brought yours, I think it is going to be fun to kind of taste them side by side. And at the table, I also have a Pinot Gris. Our Bench White, which is a blend of Gewürztraminer, Pinot Gris, and Ehrenfelser. And then our Bench Red, which is a blend of Cab Franc and Merlot. And then the Tempranillo.
He is Matthew Mikulik, Three Sisters Winery. She is Katie O'Kell, the winemaker at Serendipity Winery on the Naramata Bench. You are the next generation of winemakers on the Naramata Bench. There's no two ways about it. What are the challenges up ahead? What do we have to do? I mean, that gained this reputation. Now what do they have to do? What do you think?
Well, I think one of the challenges we're going to see as a growing bench is that in the last few decades, we've really seen a lot of goodwill and cooperation between the wineries. And you're starting to see that kind of fade away. And that is my favorite part about being on the Naramata Bench. Everyone's friends. Everyone knows each other. Everyone lends each other equipment. And one of, I think, my big challenges as a millennial is keeping that cooperation and that feeling of goodwill between all your neighboring wineries, because if you don't have that, what's the point?
But wineries are being bought up, as you can know.
Well, that's another big challenge to it. And so making sure that I have good working relationships with people like Matt is very important. You keep the family-run wineries together and maybe include a few of the little big boys if they want to play nice. But that, to me, is one of our big challenges as new winemakers.
Matt, you want to add to that?
Well, I just think, you know, we got to be thankful for what the older wineries did to put us on the map, to give us a career and an opportunity to run with what we're doing and trying to accomplish on the bench. I think we haven't seen the best wines being made on the bench. They will be made in the future by us or maybe our children or who knows what. But we have to remember we're here because of the people that started the bench, started this association, started Wine in BC, and learn from them, but also don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to change. They can't be afraid of what we're trying to do and incorporate to this industry.
Is there a food program?
Yeah, so we have a patio restaurant, and we have Chef Victor Bongo, who will be cooking for us this year.
I remember him.
Victor Bongo from the Congo. So one of my very wonderful perks I have with my job is, of course, all of his dishes have to pair with my wine. So I'm really looking forward to the next week of sitting down and eating.
Research.
Well, someone's got
to
do it.
You have to know that.
I am sacrificing my figure and my liver for you.
Thank you. Matthew?
We have a lounge endorsement, so we do have, we're working on small bites and olives and stuff like that.
Can a guy get a hot dog?
Yeah, man.
Or a hamburger?
What's the Wienery? Have you ever heard of this guy?
Yeah.
He supposedly has the best hot dogs in town, and he sets up his food truck at all the wineries. So I'm going to get him there when you come in.
There you go. Thank you, man. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio.
From Black Widow Winery, Dick Lancaster, the winemaker, owner, and Will Hardman, winemaker, Deep Roots Winery, and he brought his Syrah. Bless your heart. Dick, what did you plant initially?
Well, it was already partially planted with Pinot Gris, Gewurz, and Schoenberger. So we added Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. We now make 15, 16 different wines every year.
What are you pouring at the table?
Well, I brought with me our sparkling Web. Now, this is delicious. Muscat, Gewurz, Pinot Gris.
It's Muscat
style.
And Muscat, not just for the nose?
No, for the mousse. It's got a really nice, smooth effect on the palate. I guess it's the best way of describing it. Fresh fruit character, easy drinking.
But what else is at the table?
We've got Pinot Gris, Gewurz Tuminer, and Oasis. We don't have any reds with us right now. Our red production is already fully allocated.
I'm sorry?
It's already fully allocated.
To whom?
To our tasting room and wine club customers. So we have none available for restaurants or stores currently. We will have in the future, but right now we don't.
Are you being difficult?
No, we're being sold out.
Oh, it's business.
It's business. Yes. No, we've been fortunate. We have a really good following. Our wine club keeps growing year after year, you know, shipping across the country to people's homes. They can get our wine. They don't have to visit the winery. If they do, they get a special treat.
From Black Widow Winery, Dick Lancaster, the winemaker, owner, and Will Hardman, winemaker, Deep Roots Winery. How long have you been doing this?
So we opened the winery in 2014. 2012 was our first vintage. We made it at our neighbor, Rob Van Westen, good friends of ours. He was nice enough to kind of lend me his facilities to make my first vintage of reds.
Is it fair to say you learned on the go?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm just a farm boy learning how to make wine every year and been overseas in South Africa and New Zealand, learning the trade over there. Took some courses here and there throughout. So,
what was planted?
So we've been growing grapes for 25 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we first planted Syrah, my dad, in 99 while I was still in high school. And Merlot, Pinot Gris, Chardonnay, those were our first plantings. And then we followed up with Malbec, Gamay, Muscat, Gewurz. That's about it. So, yeah, a little bit of Riesling as well.
But you're known for the reds, right?
We are, yeah. We're primarily known for reds. Although we've got a lot of wine club members who seek after, you know, are always after our Unoaked Chard or Rosé, for example, selling out of everything pretty much every year. So, yeah, no complaints. I think the fruit kind of dictates what you do, the vintage, the weather every year. And then, you know, I don't like to manipulate as much. I like to see, let the fruit do what it's going to do.
You're a farmer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, we kind of see what the crop's going to give us, and that's where we go with it.
What do you think, Dick?
Well, when you taste Naramata Bench wines, especially Naramata Bench whites, and compare those on an international basis to wines out of California, New Zealand, wherever, they're unique. Powerhouses of fruit. Definitely the fruit is there. Mm-hmm. Our Pinot Gris, for instance, is way different than an Italian Pinot Grigio. More flavor, more aroma, beautiful balance, body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the conditions, the terroir mm-hmm. of their Naramata Bench. While Syrah can be spectacular, and Cabs, and Merlot, a wide range of grapes, I think consistently the white wines are showing real class.
From Black Widow Winery, Dick Lancaster, the winemaker, owner, and Will Hardman, winemaker, Deep Roots Winery. Maybe it's because we grew up with them. Maybe it's because we see them all the time that we've lost the fact that when somebody comes into the market from somewhere else in the world, and they taste it and they go, this is really different and quite enjoyable.
I agree with you. We get great comments from people, especially coming out of California, where, of course, they think they own the world in terms of wine. Yeah. they make great wines, but ours are different, and they really do appreciate that fruit-forward character.
Tell me about this Syrah.
Some of our oldest vines, my dad's first planting. We've since added some more, but it's a beautiful site out north Naramata. The rocks come right down. We really stress the vines out there.
Define stress.
So we don't water them all that much. We kind of cut off water.
They're on their own.
They're on their own, and pretty much all year. Other than maybe coming out of winter, we'll give them a little shot of water to get them going. Other than that, that's all we do.
But those roots are a long way down.
They're old enough, so they're finding their own water, right?
And that would be deep roots.
That's exactly it. So yeah, you get your kind of classic pepper notes, a little bit of blueberry. It's just a really good, kind of masculine Syrah, so to speak, to go back to your previous points.
Have you ever had a feminine Syrah?
Well, so the funny thing is Senka at Terra Vista and I, she bought some Syrah off me, and she likes to think she makes a feminine Syrah and I make a masculine Syrah.
And I'm not going to argue with her.
No, who would?
No, yeah. No, two falls out of three is what it is. All right, any surprises? Anything you're going to release later on?
Well, we have our reserve reds coming out late July as usual. But we got a new vineyard coming into production, so watch for those grapes next year and the year after.
What's in that vineyard?
We have Syrah, Cab Sauve, Cab Franc, Gamay, Pinot Noir.
Will?
You always need new Gamay, right, on the bench?
Got to have Gamay.
No one grows enough.
No, Jay Drysdale going, I can't get enough Gamay.
Yeah. No, for us, we've got Merlot and Malbec coming up in a couple of weeks. It's already in bottle, tasting unbelievable already, so I can't wait. I'm going to release that in a couple of weeks. And they sell out every year, so those are two wines you got to come and get.
Okay, that's a 2016 Syrah.
Yes.
How long can that sit in bottle, and how much better does it get?
You know what? It's just getting better and better. We just tasted our 2012, still tasting unreal. I would say anywhere from 5 to 10 years for that one.
Thanks for coming to the island, guys.
Yeah, cheers, Terry.
Yeah. Yeah, pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
From Black Widow Winery, Dick Lancaster, the winemaker, owner, and Will Hardman, winemaker, Deep Roots Winery. That's been our coverage of the second annual Rewind Pour in Victoria at Crystal Gardens, foot of Douglas. The money's being raised are for Make-A-Wish. It's the 11th year that Naramata Bench has come to Victoria to pour. There's 30 wineries in the association, 22 wineries here today. They are the best BC wine trail, period. And a reminder that the tailgate party happens September the 14th at the Naramata Heritage Inn. You know it'll be sold out. It always is. There'll be 30 wineries there. You can find tickets and information at naramatabench.com. Thank you to Tina and Hugh Baird for helping me navigate through these interviews. Get yourself to Naramata and then have a great summer.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio was brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. The Cowichan Valley Wine Festival is happening August 23rd through 25th. At Unsworth, you can experience complimentary wine tastings all weekend. And on Saturday, enjoy a glass of wine and pizza from their brand new pizza oven surrounded by live music. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and thank you for listening to Tasting Room Radio. Here's what's coming up for the remainder of July and August. It'll be a very brisk summer. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, wine fans, we're going to take you to the BC Shellfish Festival in Courtney Comox. And we were talking to the chefs there about what they're cooking, their relationship to shellfish, and more importantly, what they can do from the kitchen to help support the fishing industry, which is in deep trouble on the coast. So what they can do and then what we can do as customers. Everybody had an opinion, and I couldn't wait to ask the question, what can we do to help our fishery? So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I've been collecting answers to the question, A, what is a field blend? And B, are we bottling field blends in the Okanagan? And if we are, why aren't we putting field blend on the label? It turned out to be a lot of fun asking the question and listening to the responses. We're also going to meet with three of the big shots from the Cowichan Valley Wine Association and their festival coming up at the end of August. You can find all the details if you go to the website, mulliganstew.ca or tastingroomradio.com, and the banner is right off the top of the page. We're going to be talking to Jim Cuddy about his new wine and Blue Rodeo and his solo career. Talking to Jason Priestley about 90210 and his wine career. We're talking to Willie Mitchell, talking to Brendan Morrison about the fishery up near Tofino and on the coast. We'll be visiting Moon Cursor and going through the very wide and deep portfolio. We're going to be talking to Rolf at Fort Barons in Lillooet, and also delighted to welcome to Vancouver Andrea Sartori, representing over 120 years of winemaking in Italy. That's what's coming on Tasting Room Radio. Thank you. Cheers.